This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Just Visiting. Dear friends, in this week's gospel, Jesus prays for you and me and for all who ever have or will ever follow him. He prays that we'll be loved, protected, and made holy. He sees that his time on earth will be brief, but he wants to live on in the likes of you and me. He's going home to the Father, yet he's staying with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as he was sent by the Father into the world, he now sends us out to continue his important work and ministry. Because his passion is so near, with urgency and clarity, Jesus uses this gospel to lay out two major concepts of the Christian covenant. First, he prays that we'll be one, as he and the Father are one, and you can't get any closer than that. You see, in God's plan, we're to be one not just with our family, not just with our kind of people, not just one with the saintly, the healthy, the smart, the sweet-smelling, and the unaddicted. We're to be one with all of God's children, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the near and the far. And that takes a whole lot more than bumper sticker compassion as we speed past the wreckage that so many have made of their lives. But where to start? First, each of us must get right with God each and every day. If we don't take time to be with God, we'll never be one with our neighbors. And that means prayer. You see, long before there was Twitter, there was prayer. It's faster than tweets and has no character count limitations. It's expressed to the top and infinitely more reliable than Wikipedia. Constant contact with Jesus fills our days with endless opportunities to witness his love in encouragement and assistance, in kindness and courtesy, in giving and sharing. We become one with Jesus. And as we draw closer to Christ, the spiritual gravity of grace pulls those around us, drawing us all closer and closer to the epicenter of love. The second concept presented in this gospel, well, it's a mind bender. Jesus tells us that we don't belong to the world, just as he doesn't belong to the world. We're all just visiting, resident aliens here on a green card to do the work of our Lord. And when the harvest is in and our contract is up, we're all going home. As visitors, we're in the world, but not of the world. It's an article of faith that we should have tattooed on our souls. It's Christ's parting message before he leaves for the cross. By his death and resurrection, we're redeemed, and each in our turn will be welcomed home to live eternally in God's grace with all who've gone before and all who follow. There are no parables, no miracles or action narratives in this gospel. It's just Jesus facing the cross, speaking directly to the Father, praying for the apostles and for you and me. There's a time for learning and there's a time for acting. The threshold between, well, that's a time for consecration. Jesus prays to the Father that we may be consecrated to carry on his work in the world. That's the whole purpose of his teaching. We don't study scripture to become the smartest kid in Sunday school. We learn to bolster our faith, to build on the grace of our baptism, and to put it all to work in the service of God. To be consecrated means to be set aside for God's purpose. To be a Christian is not just a credential for some country club membership. It's our job. It's our vocation. It's a constant, real-world, real-time commitment to follow Christ in all things by loving God and serving our neighbor. In this gospel, Jesus tells us that we're just visiting here. We're not tourists. We're guest workers here to do Christ's work in the world. So let's make the most of our time by giving to each other. Let's live consciously in his service, one kindness, one forgiveness, one sacrifice at a time. We're working our way back home, returning to God as the best version of that person he made us to be. And what a welcome that awaits us. When our visit here is over, when our work is done, when we finally come home, when we're truly one with God. This has been Father David Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.